Facebook.com/Alex.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Chatting right now with Louis Paquette. Louis has a great newsletter called Emerging Growth Stocks. He's been on the show a number of times in the past. I cornered him at the Cambridge House Gold Show up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and he was kind enough to agree to come on. Louis, I want to talk about one thing in particular. Mickey Fulp was on the show, and he is somewhat, I don't want to say out and out bearish, but he's not incredibly optimistic about the future of commodity prices. We talked specifically about three commodities, two precious metals, gold and silver, and then also a base metal, copper. And he thinks that they're a little pricey right now, it's a little frothy, and he feels that they're going to be coming down. I have to say I don't agree with that for a whole lot of reasons, and I didn't agree with him on the show, but you've been in this game a long time also. What do you think?
Well, one good rule of thumb is prices always revert to the mean.
Yeah.
Right? They go from one extreme to the other. So, we're back up to pretty high prices. I mean, I could paint you a fundamental picture that's totally bullish. You know, there's 10 different subway systems under construction in China right now.
Right.
How many nuclear plants are under construction? They need copper.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So unless something were to stop that, the supply-demand fundamentals are extremely positive. Now, I have a different sort of take on it that you haven't really probably heard lately.
Okay.
And that is a demographic shift that's going to take place beginning in 2012.
All right, let's talk about that.
All right. I call it the Great Bust Ahead. All right, that's a title from a book by a guy named Dan Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get around very much. He's pretty quiet, and we don't see him at these shows or anything. But I think he's nailed what's going to happen in the future. And basically, in a nutshell, what it is, it's an age group, 45 to 54 year olds, and when that number is increasing in the U.S. U.S. is still the largest economy in the world, and consumers drive the economy.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest spenders.
Sure.
When that number goes up, the economy expands, and when that number goes down, which is going to do between 2012 and 25, the economy contracts, and that's what happened in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, starting in 1989, that number rolled over, and that demographic's been going down ever since. So is the Nikkei and their economy. And that's what's right. People think it's something else. It's a debt bubble, and it's a real estate bubble that burst, and those things may have contributed, but those are symptoms. This is the cause.
Now, are you talking about the conventional market, the resource-related market, or are you talking about all of the above?
All of the above, and I would imagine it's going to affect commodity prices too.
Okay, and what's your time frame again?
2012 to 2025.
2012 through 2025.
Yeah.
That's a long time, man.
It is a long time.
Now, 13 years.
Just to confuse matters,
yeah.
Okay. There's another cycle I followed for a long time, and it's a 20-year cycle.
Okay.
20 years, stocks go up, commodities go down. Then the following 20 years, it's the opposite. Commodities go up, stocks go down. And we started that cycle in the year 2000. By that metric, we still have 9 years left of a commodity bull market.
Okay.
And so that sort of conflicts with this other
theory. That goes hand in hand with something that Jimmy Rogers told me a couple years ago when we were speaking in Frankfurt, Germany at a conference over there. You know, he and I and Kath had dinner afterwards, and he was saying that he has... You know, he'll bet his bottom dollar on the fact that the secular bull market that we're in right now in commodities, he feels, will go on until at least 2015.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're saying that from 2012 to 2025, you're thinking that that bull market is going to ease up and prices are going to come down.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. That's an interesting point. That's based almost... Well, that particular theory is based exclusively on demographics.
Entirely, yes. Yes.
Okay. Does Lou Paquette believe that?
I do. That's why I carry the book around with me. You know, folks can go to the website, thegreatbustahead.com, and there's an article there, and there's an interview, and you can figure, you can, you know, get the whole theory from Dan in just a few minutes by going to the website. And yes, ever since I read the book, it's had a real influence on my thinking, and believe me, I'm saving.
So
and my
so
family's on site. We are saving for a rainy day.
Yeah, so you would agree with Mickey. And that's an interesting point.
Yes.
That's a very, very interesting point. Now, in terms of, well, we don't want to get into where would you suggest people put their money, because that's a little bit beyond the subject matter
sure.
of this particular program. But for the rest, Louis, for the rest of 2011, are you optimistic in terms of share prices and
yes,
commodity
in
prices?
Yes, in that the trend is your friend. The trend is up.
Yeah.
In just about everything. Now, I think another big driving force in what I do is the gold seasonal cycle.
Okay.
Now, I believe that we've already seen our high in this season, and usually that's the low is in July, August. The high is in around February, but what's happened the last couple of years, the cycle has moved up.
Yeah.
It's advanced because people anticipate it. So I believe if you look at the chart of gold, we've seen a bit of a triple top. And we've seen a seasonal high, and the next time to buy the gold stocks will be in July.
Gold stocks or the commodity itself?
Both. They'll go almost in lockstep together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So either
that's
way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So your long-term outlook basically for this industry is guarded, to say the least.
Yes.
In terms of investment. I find that to be interesting. I was chatting with somebody about that this morning, and we were talking about, for example, the number of people that went through the doors of the latest Cambridge House show, which was a week or so ago. They had 10,000 people.
Yeah.
They had 10,000.
Well,
when you get that much enthusiasm, typically in the past anyway, that has signaled a top in a market.
Exactly.
And that could very well be the case today. That's very, very interesting. You know, I would have to say that I still, that may be the trend, and that may represent a macro overall condition, but I still think there are buys out there.
Yes.
Because there always are, even in bad markets.
I agree
yeah.
with that. There's always individual situations that are unique and underpriced for whatever reason. And,
yeah,
that's what I do is look for those.
And that's what you do in your newsletter.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about your newsletter. We got a couple of minutes left here. Emerging growth stocks. How long you been doing it? What do you write about?
Yeah, for 16 years. And probably half of the writing is about the macro trends, you know, where we should kind of position ourselves in the bigger picture. And then the other half is individual stock picks, you know, and I live here in Vancouver. Most of the companies, 80% of the companies in the resource business, exploration business, are located here. So I can interview, you know, one-on-one the CEOs of these companies, and that's the biggest P of them all. There's property, there's financing with a PH, and then
right.
there's people. And it's the guys who run it, the guys and gals who run it, they're most important. So I focus on the people.
I got to tell you, I have felt that way for the past 30 years that I've been investing in these companies. It really, assets, I mean, of course, you'd be an idiot to say that assets weren't important. You'd be an idiot to say that the ability to raise capital isn't important. But, you know, I still think the most important factor really are the men and women who are really at the helm and driving these individual trains down the tracks.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just
absolutely.
Absolutely no question about that. Okay, we can get more information on emerging growth stocks a couple of ways. Number one, query Lou Paquette, that's Paquette, on our website. That'll get you all the information that you want on emerging growth stocks. This is a good one, and I want to say, you know, we recommend that people do their own due diligence on, you know, before they invest, and the best way to do that is to read various newsletters, and I got to tell you, emerging growth stocks, correct me, Lou, if I'm wrong, but, you know, I think you're totally unbiased, totally arm's length. You don't take fees from anybody to write them up, so, yeah, so it's everything there is arm's length. Mr. Paquette, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Chatting with a couple of friends of mine right now. We're doing a remote from Vancouver, British Columbia, on the Cambridge House Investment Conferences. I am talking right now with Bob Moriarty, who is the man in charge, I guess, or perhaps the co-partner of 321 Gold, which I think is, as you all are aware, that's one of the best websites out there. We're also talking with with Greg Johnson. Greg is the president of South American Silver. South American Silver is kind enough to sponsor both of our websites. And so Bob and I thought we would chat a little bit about what's going on in Bolivia with Greg. Bob, you had a question. You like Bolivia, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's a misconception about it among a lot of people, but...
Yeah, Bolivia's got a lot of bad press, and I won't go into the politics of the situation. Bolivia was probably the number one mining company in the world for pretty much 200 or 300 years. Has the biggest silver deposit that's ever been found at Potosí.
Yeah.
There are some extraordinary deposits down there, and obviously there's been some political risk over the last few years that hasn't particularly been well communicated by the Bolivian government. But I think the opportunity is extraordinary. When you've got $28 silver, you've got some substantial silver in Bolivia, and it's going to be another big silver producer. I was touching base with Greg, trying to get him to fill me in on what they're doing, and he's got a big silver deposit there, nice grades, 300 million ounces of silver. He's got a great copper-gold project in Chile that they're working on. It's early stage now, but it looks like 100 million tons plus of 1% copper and some gold kicker, too. But Greg and I have known each other for almost 10 years now. When I first talked to Greg, and he was the guy that I talked to on the first article that I ever wrote in the mining business, it was about Nova Gold, and they had 5 employees.
We have something in common. I've known Greg also about 10 years, and we did a lot of work for Nova Gold. So maybe we got our roots from the same place, huh?
No, I love the Nova Gold story. Yeah. I've always loved the Nova Gold story, and it's had its ups and downs. And I'm really pleased that Greg has his own company now. And it's his to succeed or fail at. And I want to do everything that I can. I'm just thrilled that he's an advertiser. We're talking about me going down to Chile and going down to Bolivia and taking a look at the projects. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I think that would make a great idea. It'd be a great idea for you to go down there and actually take a look at it. Greg has credentials, though, that I think that I'm quite frankly very comfortable with. But rather than tout Greg, for lack of better terms, let's talk a little bit, Greg, about you and I have talked about the situation in Bolivia. A lot of our listeners they have a lot of trepidation about investing in companies that are operating in Bolivia. I believe that's totally a false assumption that they're operating under. We've talked about that to large groups of people. Let's talk about it to the radio audience. I mean, Bolivia is very, very pro outside businesses. They want to get the international community involved there because it's a win-win. It's a huge win for the country in terms of providing additional infrastructure, you know, employment, etc. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's such an important part of their economy down there. Mining represents about 40% of their GDP. That this is really an area that it's one of their only areas of strength that they can really, you know, rely on to build their economy. And that's really what I think the government wants to do down there. You've got 3 major new mines that have been built in the last 4 years, with Sumitomo mines out of Japan, Coeur d'Alene mines, and Pan American, which have helped move them from the 9th largest producer of silver in the world as a country to the 5th largest.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of operating mines down there, many of them operated by companies out of Brazil. And, you know, we feel that our experience on the ground, you know, indicates that we can follow in the footsteps of Coeur and Pan American and others to also successfully develop a mine there.
Well, you're associated with a great company and a great team. I mean, your honorary chairman, for example, is a very, very well-known guy in the resource industry. He was responsible for a major copper discovery down in Chile when he was working with Chevron. So, I mean, you're working with some very, very high-quality people.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying to Bob when we were speaking just before that it's a lot like the early days at Nova Gold, where South American Silver is a very strong technical team. And what I think I add is, in addition to my technical background as a geologist and explorationist, is I also bring my capital markets experience from
exactly,
those Nova Gold
right.
days. And I think it's a great combination. We've got a great team. This is a team that has, you know, serial success. And oftentimes when you look in our business, you know, it's those handful of companies that have the repeat success where you often see the best kind kind of investment returns.
Yeah. Bob, I want to turn the mic over to you just for a second right now. You know, you and I, people think that we'll take anybody on our websites as a sponsor, and that's totally false. We will not. I know you don't. You've been doing this longer than I have. I certainly don't. We do a fair amount of due diligence on our sponsors before we let them on the site. What attracted you to South American Silver?
Oh, it's Greg Johnson. I not only, there are people that I simply won't talk to, and if somebody doesn't maintain the standards, I will actually kick advertisers off the site, and I'm happy to do that. The quality of the website is really dictated by the quality of the advertisers.
Exactly.
And what I've tried to do for 10 years is attract the most sophisticated investors. And you do that by offering the best advertisers and the best writers. And there's a lot of people who write about silver and gold that we won't let on our site. And there's a lot of companies here. I come to this company, I know about 20 or 30% of the companies here, 70 or 80% of the companies I've never heard of before.
Right.
And they're fly-by-nights.
And we probably don't want to hear about them.
I don't want to hear
them.
I no, really
I agree, right.
I mean, I've been disappointed. I've seen guys go through $50 million, $100 million over
right.
the last 10 years, and they have nothing to show for it. When I first looked at Nova Gold, before I ever talked to Greg, they had about a $2.5 million market cap. They just signed a deal for, I think, an $8.5 million commitment with Placer Dome. And it shocked everybody. In 18 months, they had spent the money, and they went from a $2.5 million company to probably a $100 million company. And it was extraordinary. I would support Greg Johnson in any company that he's part of in any commodity.
Yep, no, I would agree 1,000%. We've got about 2 minutes or so left here, Greg. Let's talk just very briefly again. What work are you going to be doing with South American Silver throughout 2011? You've got a minute and a half.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year for us. So we've come off the back of a really exciting year in 2010, advancing particularly the Silver Indian project. We are now looking at wrapping up the engineering for a major engineering update on the Silver Indian project in the first quarter. That'll come along with a resource update. Final preparations are underway right now on the Copper Gold project to kick off an exploration program in the first quarter and be driving that towards the first resource estimate on that project. And then we'll, as soon as the PEA update on the Silver Indian project is done, we'll be starting the pre-feasibility level work, the drilling and the engineering for that, and hope to be able to release the first reserves for that project towards late 2011 or early 2012.
So it will be an exciting year, no question about it. Okay. We are chatting right now with Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold, Greg Johnson from South American Silver. Great to have Bob back on the show again. He's a good guy. He's a very credible guy. Check out his site. And if you want more information on South American Silver, simply click on the banner on our website. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system. Anti-aging properties. Helps detoxification. Helps reduce body fat. Excellent for building lean muscle. Increases energy levels. Enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I have got a guest on the program right now who we have not chatted with for quite some time, Andy Bowering. Andy was involved and still is involved, and that's the whole point of this discussion, with a company that was called ATW Resources. They were sponsors on our website. They were supported very heavily by Bob Moriarty at 321 Gold. I've known Andy for a long, long time, and I'm telling you, he is like the little engine who never, ever quit, never gave up. ATW, a lot of people thought that because of what happened there, it would simply dry up and blow away. Not the case at all, is it, Andy? You guys are still digging your fingernails in and putting this thing together, correct?
We are. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. We are, Al.
What exactly are you doing?
So, well, over the last year, after Bernakura failed,
yeah,
we've had to deal with all the debt at Bernakura. So we dealt with all the debt. We sold the operation off, which paid for most of the debt. And we managed to option off one of the other properties in Australia. Well, we picked up some new properties, and we've got the company on its feet with some cash in the bank and another financing that's about to start. And basically, we're trying to continue on where we left off.
So, long story short, shareholders really don't need to, as they say in the Bible, gnash their teeth and tear their hair out, so to speak.
Well, you know, in a lot of these cases where something fails so miserably like our mine did, you end up seeing a consolidation of the stock. The shareholders get all squeezed out and get rolled back one for 10 or one for 20, and then,
right,
the insider group comes in and refinances at a nice low price, and and effectively all the old shareholders get held out to dry. And
so to
this
speak.
Isn't the case. We're, you know, we, there's 92 million shares out in the company. We are not consolidating it. The name has been changed to Red Hill Resources. That no consolidation of capital. Insiders have been helping to clean the market up here at 13 cents, 14 cents. My family's probably bought a couple million shares here.
Okay.
And we announced on Friday a 25 million unit financing at 10 cents. We've offered that to anybody that wanted to participate in it. And insiders, I think, are taking about, my guess, 8 million shares of the financing. So that'll, with the 2.5 million coming there, there'll be 4.5 million in the bank. We're expecting another 4 million this fall from Gullah. And we've got three new properties that we're working on in northwestern Australia. We've had some pretty good early samples off them. And we're going back to work there. In addition, the company picked up a rare earth property in Utah. And last week announced another rare earth property that's getting acquired in central British Columbia in the carbonatite belt that has a lot of interest these days. So the company's heading forward in two different areas. The president and CEO, Brent Butler from Australia, and unfortunately Brent led us into a pack of trouble with the Burnakura gold mine. The failure was all based on geology, and Brent stepped down last week as our president and CEO. The chairman has taken over as interim.
He has.
And we're about to hire a new president of the company, and we've also hired two Canadian geologists to go work on the projects. So I think that my hope for it all is that we pick up where we left off.
Let me just say a couple things here, and then you jump back in anytime you want. But I got to tell you, one of the things that's really gratifying about our particular business is the fact that you have guys who simply do not give up in spite of, you know, what oftentimes is significant adversity. And Andy, I got to tell you, man, I've known you for a long, long time. And you fall into that category. My bet is, and I guess this is a forward-looking statement, I hate to say it, but, you know, I'll bet you bring this thing back. I would be amazed if you didn't, quite frankly.
Well, I mean, thanks for your vote of confidence, but, you know, I've seen it time and time again. I'm an investor in a lot of mining stocks, and, you know, this was the perfect candidate for a consolidation and chopping off the shareholders at the knees. And you know, we're not doing that. We are putting our own money back into this thing, and we are trying to clean it up in the market. And I think that with given some good exploration results in Australia, that this thing, it looks a little different in market capitalization in the short term. And I also don't want to speak too early, but I think that shareholders of this company should look forward to probably a spin out of the rare earth properties into another vehicle that adds further value to this thing. In the near term.
Andy, what are you guys going to do down there, specifically in Australia and then in, you say, central British Columbia, and another rare earth property where? In the U.S.?
Yeah, in Utah.
In Utah, yeah. What do you guys have planned for the rest of 2011?
Well, first of all, our partner, Mutiny Gold, and they are 70%, we're 30% partner on Gullah, which is the gold copper mine in about 400 kilometers north of Perth, Australia. They've had a phenomenal success last year. Their market cap has increased fivefold over the last 4 to 5 months. They went back drilling again this week. We suspect that by the end of this year, they will have paid us a $4 million payment to drop us down to a 10% carried interest in that project.
No guarantee, but you think that's going to happen?
I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
They're going to move the thing forward to production. They're planning on production in 2012. And so we'll get a payment there. And we suspect then that they will probably try and take out our 10% carried interest. We don't know the value of that yet. We'd like to think it's between 8 and 12 million, but we think sometime between now and early 2012 they'll make us some sort of bid for that 10%. So that leaves us then not operating any other mines in Australia. But we have three grassroots gold properties in the Gascoyne region. This is 1,000 kilometers north of Perth.
Mm-hmm.
It's an area of historical prospecting and small gold production. And we went on the properties in December. We've done some sampling. There are numerous quartz reefs that outcrop out of these red hills, hence the name. And I can tell you that the quartz is full of gold.
Yep.
The question is, are we going to be able to prove up enough tonnage to make it interesting?
So you'll have a fair amount of exploration
work
going on this year.
Starting off with a drill program on that this year, and then more to follow on our rare earth properties.
During 2011.
During 2011.
Okay.
We will be getting back on the campaign trail, talking about the company a little more now that it's
I'll tell you, people need to stop and take heed here, only because you guys got hit. You got slapped in the face pretty good, and rather than just lick your wounds and, as I said earlier, dry up and blow away, you decided not to do that, you know, and I think that's great. Now, so you basically have changed the management of the company, not from your standpoint or from the chairman's standpoint, but in terms of the president, and I would assume some of the technical people, out with the old, in with the new.
Out with Australian geologists leading our programs. We've got two local geologists, one whom I've worked with since 1994. He's very reliable in the type of geology that we're looking at,
mm-hmm.
and he heads down at the end of the month. He will be running our programs for us. We also have another Canadian geologist in-house that will be overseeing and writing the reports. So, yeah, a lot more control here in British Columbia over the project as opposed to the control really being in Australia.
Okay. This company, formerly ATW, now Red Hill Resources, back on our website. We're going to be following it very, very closely. We suggest you folks do the same. I am not a shareholder in Red Hill. I want to say that up front. And they are also currently not sponsors on our website, but I believe will be next month. So if you want any more information on these guys, just click on their banner. Big Al is going to be back to really wrap up the show in the next segment. Stick around.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. This is culminating 2 days here at the Cambridge House Investment Conference up in Vancouver, British Columbia. This entire show is originating from the conference. I got to tell you, it's a real good one. If you did not come to this one, you need to go to the next one. Joe Martin and the crew, they do them all over. They do them throughout Canada and in the United States. In the U.S., we've got Phoenix in February. They do Spokane in the fall. In Canada, they do two in Vancouver, of course, one in Toronto, one in Montreal, one in Calgary, and on and on and on. Great shows. I'm going to wrap up the program today with a gentleman who was on the show once before, but I have been spending some time with him at this show, and I find his ideas to be absolutely fascinating. Ron Hera. Ron is the founder of Hera Research LLC. He's a graduate of Stanford University. He has some insights into political issues and resource issues that I think are absolutely fascinating. Ron, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
Let's start out. Talk a little bit about your newsletter.
Well, basically, it's a resource newsletter focusing on mainly metals, green energy, some agriculture. And what I look at is I look at companies in terms of what I call the resource production process. It's a model that we use, and it just follows resource companies from exploration through discovery, through having a defined resource, and then going into production and becoming a major, first a junior producer, then sure, a mid-tier, et cetera. And what we look at is that the transitions between the different stages of the company. So until a company goes in production, there's no cash flow, and you can't really use any type of traditional securities analysis. There really aren't financials to analyze. You can't use stock charts. So I like to invest in the ones that are pre-production. So exploration companies, companies that are in the process of defining resources until they get a 43-101 compliant estimate. And then, of course, companies that are moving towards production, I like to invest in those before they go to production.
Now, when we were talking off the air, Ron, you made a fair amount of money in the software industry. You had a couple of your own companies. You lived down in Silicon Valley. You realized when the high-tech bubble, I guess I should say, burst, that it was really important to invest in things, tangibles. And that's kind of how you got involved in resources.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. In fact, I was a true believer in technology and in the Internet. I started a couple of companies, sold one of them, made some money, And but when the bubble burst in 2000, I became very interested in hard assets and real things. Well, it turned out that my uncle, in fact, has been investing in resources and metals for 30-odd years. And, you know, so I became interested in metals and resources. I started coming to these conferences and looking at resource companies, and almost the rest is history.
Yeah.
Once I formulated the resource production process model and just started plugging companies into what, you know, they, before what I call value gates. So these are the points where value is created or value is recognized by the market. So when those events occur, you normally see the stock prices rise. It's a very straightforward matter. And it just becomes a question of evaluating the companies and finding the companies that are not just stories, that have real people and real resources.
What is your vetting process?
I look at a lot of things, but, you know, really, I think one of the key things is really the team. So yeah. I like to follow successful teams. I like to look at who's in the company. In other words, who are the major investors, who's on the board. I'll generally shy away from companies where I don't know who the people are. And so that's one of the key factors. And then there's, you know, there's many other things depending on what type of company it is. So, you know, a green energy company, for example, you know, that's a different story from a metals mining company.
Sure.
You know, I look at, you know, where they are geographically. Let's say for a miner, I look at what kind of mineralization they have, what mineralized belt they're in, what other properties are around there. Here at the conference, you know, I put some money down on Brixton Metals. This is what I call an address play. They got a property right between Kiska's Whistler property and Mill Rock. And so I think that's you know, it's an exploration play. I talked to the CEO, Mac Bell. Interesting company. The guy's not a miner. His plan is to go out, do the exploration.
Yeah.
You know, he's good at raising money. They're going to try to define a resource and sell it. Well, I like that story. It's a very inexpensive stock. You know, if you look at the map, look at the property where they are, there's excellent exploration potential. It's elephant country there. Yes, it's sheer speculation. Obviously, you could go to zero. One thing you can be sure of with an exploration company is they're going to spend all the money.
You bet. Yeah, I've been involved in this industry, as our listeners are aware now, Ron, for over 30 years. And, you know, I agree completely with your vetting process. That's what I've been doing for a long time. I learned that lesson long time ago, and you know, it is really all about people. There's really no question about that. Now, in your newsletter, you also talk about political issues. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I analyze economic and market issues, so financial markets and macroeconomics.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, in the newsletter, there's a section called Sector Spotlight, where every issue I'll cover a particular resource. So I did an article on REEs not long ago, rare earth elements.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing one on uranium coming up. I did one on green energy recently.
Now, I'm curious. Rare elements are something that I am invested in, that sector of the resource market. I like that particular segment a lot right now. I think that it's, you know, with what's going on with mainland China continuing to flex their muscle and talk about curtailing exports or increase. I mean, nobody knows what the heck they're going to do, so to speak. But the political climate and the supply-demand equation for REEs really points to, I think, some real strong growth there. But I'm curious why you're interested in uranium.
Well, I think there's nuclear power plants being built right now.
Yeah, I realize
so
that.
So there's going to be increasing demand for uranium. I think there's no question about that. And also, of course, oil prices are going to go much, much higher.
Well, the last time oil prices skyrocketed up to what, somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 U.S. a barrel or thereabouts, boy, let me tell you, uranium really was. Uranium companies truly were the flavor of the day. There's no question about that. And I agree with your assessment about an increasing demand for that particular asset because of what's going on really around the world, whether you're talking about mainland. China's got some huge energy needs.
Yeah,
you know?
Oil's a complex equation, and the demand for oil in emerging markets is rising quite steadily.
Yeah.
China's demand has been rising steadily for some years now. I think there's no question oil is going to go much higher, especially priced in U.S. dollars, because the dollar is going to continue to trend down. It will continue to lose value.
You talk about U.S. dollars. What's your prognosis for the U.S. dollar going out 20 years?
Well, obviously, the U.S.
dollar. About it.
Yeah, no question. The U.S. dollar is ultimately doomed. I mean, we may have to revalue it or issue some new currency or anchor the dollar to some type of asset at some point in the future. But for the time being, we have a fairly steady decline in the dollar. We have other major currencies such as the euro also trending down along with the dollar, the euro and the yen specifically. We have increasing problems in emerging economies. They need to either debase their currency, institute some type of capital controls to put a damper on the inflow of dollars. Because of our U.S. dollar carry trade, we have a zero interest rate. So in the long term, the dollar is certainly doomed.
I would agree 100%. You know, I thought that President Hughes' visit here recently with President Obama was interesting in the sense that just prior to his visit in the press, basically the Chinese came out and said, you know, the status of the U.S. dollar as you know, the currency of last resort really is antiquated, you know, and that really needs to change. I found it interesting that our president really didn't forcefully disagree with them on that issue, but the Chinese have been talking now for the past 4 or 5 years about some type of currency that was asset-based. You know, and one would think, given the fact that China is the world's largest producer of gold, given the fact that they are strongly endorsing to their citizens to use gold as their form of investment, I think that China probably is going to, I don't know if they're going to be successful, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't try to push the world in the direction of some type of asset-based currency, that asset being gold. Comment?
Well, they are internationalizing the yuan right now.
Right.
And so this is the first time, for example, a U.S. citizen can today go and open a bank account at the Bank of China in San Francisco. There's a couple of them in the United States. You can have a Chinese yuan bank account today.
Right.
So they're internationalizing the yuan. There's two possibilities. One is that they may try to encourage the use of the yuan as a de facto reserve currency, or they may just want to make sure that the yuan is part of whatever new reserve currency replaces the dollar.
I think that's a really good point. Listen, I want to point something out to you guys out there listening, and ladies, of course. Ron is going to be contributing on a quasi-regular basis to our website with some of his writing. We're also going to get him on the show a little more frequently. This guy is really, really interesting. He's kind of one of the new guns, so to speak, in the industry, and we are always looking for fresh blood, so to speak. I respect Ron. I respect his intellect. I respect his education, and I think you'll find his material to be really, really refreshing. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening. It's been fun. As I said, this program has originated in its entirety from the Cambridge House Investment Conference.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.